The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 343.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Enclothe Cognition, and I'm really just excited to have her on here and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Carrie Hydrick. Carrie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Sheena. So yeah, I am a fashion blogger. My blog is Enclothe Cognition. I founded it almost 3 years ago, and since then it has been like a really amazing creative outlet for me. And basically on my blog, I share what I wear on a day-to-day basis, product reviews, style inspiration, and then other related lifestyle posts. Career related, I'm currently still in college, but will be graduating in May, so very soon, and I'm really excited. I studied International Business Administration, and my goal is to use this business knowledge to find fashion-related job. So, fingers crossed.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Carrie, what's your cultural background?
So I identify myself as a Korean-American adoptee. So I was adopted from South Korea, and I came to the United States when I was just like 4 months old. So I don't really remember anything about, you know, the motherland, but I really, really want to go back someday and see, you know, where I was born and stuff like that. And although I am American, I really enjoy Korean culture, and it's still a really important part of my life. I remember in middle school, like, I discovered K-pop and, you know, liked that for a while. And I learned Korean in college. And most importantly, I think Korean food is honestly like the best comfort food. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I also enjoy Korean food, especially the tofu soup. So good. So thanks for sharing that. And Carrie, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite confidence quote, I'm not sure where I heard it from, but the quote is, "Today is the oldest you have ever been and the youngest you will ever be again." And it really resonates with me because it reminds me to, you know, live in the moment, because you're never going to have this moment ever again. So it kind of, you know, reminds you to just live without regrets and live your life to the fullest. So that's why I like it.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote. I remember someone was mentioning, like, you know, today is January 1st, 2017, and this will be the first and last time you will ever experience it. And it's pretty much the same thing that you mentioned,
yeah,
like, live in the moment. You know, a lot of us worry about our past and our future, that we forget to be aware of the moment that we are, the present moment. And, you know, the more we can be aware of it, the more we can live life and figure it out along the way. So I really like that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So to me, self-confidence is kind of just loving yourself for who you are. I know this is really general and really difficult to do, but it's all about like accepting all your flaws. And I think when you finally achieve this certain state of self-confidence, like, other people can tell and they will radiate towards you. Specifically on my blog, I really preach about fashion self-confidence, and the name of my blog, Enclothe Cognition, it's actually this like phenomenon I found online one day, and it's basically that every day you wake up and you're faced with this decision about what to wear every single day, and ultimately this one choice can affect your mood and affect how the rest of your day will go. And so that being said, I feel it's important to wear clothing that reflects your personality and your own sense of style, because it can have a strong influence on your subconscious. Like, for example, if I'm wearing a cute outfit, I feel just immediately more confident, and that will reflect in my day. And I don't know, just on my blog, I hope to make this phenomenon more well known and encourage both men and women to take pride in what they wear and to be more confident through fashion.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so true. I mean, loving ourselves is really the most important thing that we have to do. And some people might find that selfish, but, you know, we have to be a little bit selfish sometimes. I mean, if we want things to work in our favor, we have to learn what we love and don't love, what we can accept and not accept, so we know what we'd want, and we can go out there and show others and attract the right things into our life. And
yeah,
you know, like you mentioned, even from, you know, the clothes that you wear makes a difference, because it's like your form of self-expression and how you feel and, you know, how you carry on your day and keep going. So I really love, you know, what you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before my discovery of self-confidence, I was really, really shy. If you ask anyone who went to grade school and middle school with me, they would tell you I was really quiet. And I think this is because I just never felt confident in what I wanted to say. And I felt that if I did say something, like, I was going to be judged. And I feel like this mentality, like, really, like, affected me. And that's why it was, growing up, it was really hard for me to open up to people and to make connections. And this is kind of like one of the most difficult parts of being a teen. So it was a struggle.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's, you know, we all kind of go through that, right? You know, you kind of want to put your hand up and say something, but you're also afraid people might make fun of you if you say something stupid or say the wrong answer. And, you know, it's crazy what we go through, right? Like simple things like that, we kind of like overthink it to the point where it's like, we didn't really need to worry about it, but we've been brought up, you know, in a way where it's like we have to overthink everything. but I mean, it's something we go through, something we can relate with other people and find a solution to it. So for you, what was like that aha moment when you realized like you can be the person that you are today, have that confidence and, you know, be like the successful blogger that you are?
I guess like the funny thing about me was that even though I was really quiet and shy, I still loved to dress up, like even like in grade school and middle school. And yeah, I just like to show my personality through my clothing. So my aha moment was when I was one day thinking about, you know, how I dressed and how I was confident in the way I dressed. And I had this epiphany about like, why couldn't I take that confidence and put it into other facets of my life? And it was like, it was a simple realization, but really important to, you know, who I am today and how I really achieved my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned how you took the confidence in your clothing and transferred it to other parts of your life. Because I don't think a lot of people are aware of, like, if they're confident on one thing, they can actually transfer that same confidence in other areas of their life. And, you know, it works, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we'll have some hurdles along the way, but it still works. And I'm glad that you're able to realize that. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
So now, I mean, innately, I'm still, you know, an introvert. I still am a homebody and I have like my small group of really close friends. But having discovered my self-confidence, it has really given me like that boost that I really needed. And it allowed me to open up new opportunities and relationships. And I think I finally achieved the self-love that I always lacked. And I think my fashion blog also had a lot to do with it as well. It's because I like found something I love and something I was kind of good at. So it really helped my esteem overall.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, in a society where it seems women are still the underdog, building your own self-confidence is no doubt not an easy feat. And however, my advice is to start out small, to wake up in the morning and give yourself a compliment when you look in the mirror. When you get dressed, never think about what people might think of what you're wearing. You should wear what you love and not be ashamed of it. And in this day and age with technology and all, I think it's another important thing is to stop comparing yourself to girls you see on Instagram or girls you see in the movies and stuff like that. Because everyone is different, but everyone is beautiful in their own way, including, you know, yourself. And lastly, I would say to just realize that your words and your opinions do matter. And I believe that all these small mental changes can really work together to give you the boost of self-confidence and self-love that every girl needs.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, those are all great tips. And I love how you mentioned small steps, because a lot of people feel like they need to make a big leap to create confidence.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but when you do like little steps here and there, they all add up to create that big confidence that you're looking for. And I think we don't celebrate enough the little things in our life. And the more we can celebrate that, the more successes that will come along our way. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your blog, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, sure. So my blog you can find at anneandclothecognition.com. And then my Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at Miss Carrie H, MSKERIH. That's it.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Carrie, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfconfidence.com and search for Carrie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Carrie for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.